Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and the fallout from the club's decision to join the newly formed European Super League is continuing. City, of course, are one of 12 clubs that have joined the breakaway league, but it has been met by derision across the footballing world, with UEFA Executive Committee member Jesper Müller now revealing that all 12 clubs could be thrown out of UEFA's club competitions. That would mean City, alongside Real Madrid and Chelsea, would be kicked out of this season's Champions League semi-finals. Müller says a decision over that will be made on Friday, but he believes the clubs being booted out of the Champions League is the most likely outcome. Elsewhere, and City will be back concentrating on matters on the pitch on Wednesday night when they visit Aston Villa in the Premier League, and Pep Guardiola is expected to recall a whole host of players after resting a number of his first team stars for Saturday's FA Cup semi-final defeat to Chelsea. The likes of Edison, Kyle Walker and John Stones are expected to return to the 11, although Kevin De Bruyne will miss out with the foot and ankle injury he picked up at Wembley. No time frame has been put on his return to action, while Sergio Aguero is also unlikely to feature as he is continuing to struggle with what Guardiola has described as a number of niggles. Finally, and following their match against Aston Villa, City will be in EFL Cup final action this weekend when they take on Tottenham for the first major domestic trophy of the season. Pep Guardiola has not given too much away in terms of his lineup for that match, although he has confirmed one detail, and that is that Zach Steffen will once again start in goal. Steffen has been City's domestic cup goalkeeper throughout the campaign, and Guardiola believes it would be remiss to change just for the final. That's all for now. We'll have more later.